And right now I'm talking about one of my favourite zine fairs, Otherworlds, and that is happening tomorrow at Marrickville Town Hall. And for those of you who are interested in zines and maybe have only been to some of the bigger, more commercial zine fairs, this is a really great programme that you should check out. And I'm going to be talking right now with Safdar Ahman, who is one of the organisers of the programme, and he's going to tell us a little bit more. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
So, Otherworld Zine Fair, started back in 2014 with a Biennale boycott of Transfield. Can you tell us a little bit about how that all started and what that exactly means?
Yeah, sure, absolutely. That all sort of kicked off when it sort of came to light that the MCA were supported by Transfield, who was one of their major sponsors, and that the board member of the company was also the board member of the MCA. And, of course, Transfield were the company who were running the offshore detention centres on Manus Island and Nauru. And 2014, of course, was an awful year for refugees, as every year has been under the current government. And so Amnesty International did a report in that year pointing out that the treatment of refugees offshore was torture, basically. And so during the Biennale of 2014, a number of artists boycotted the MCA. And that was when a bunch of independent zine makers here in Sydney got together and decided, you know, we don't want to be tarnished by that connection. Why don't we create a completely independent zine fair, which we organize, which has no corporate connections and no sort of ethical, you know, bad ethical connections. And so that was how Otherworlds began, originally as an alternative to the MCA zine fair. I should point out that Transfield was then severed from the MCA. So the MCA sort of did cut off that connection. And the MCA zine fair now is much more sort of DIY focused and involves zine makers. So they've thankfully addressed that connection. But still, I think it's really important to have something completely run in the DIY ethos, which doesn't have sort of major institutional or corporate patronage, because that's in the spirit of zines, really.
Yeah, definitely. It's probably the most DIY kind of art form. I'm interested, yeah, as you mentioned, so obviously there's no corporate backing or anything like that, and Otherworlds is collectively organized. Can you talk to me a little bit about how that collective process works?
Yeah, sure, totally. It's basically a small handful of us here in Sydney who are writers and comic book makers who all do our own zines, and we basically secured the Marrickville Town Hall as a venue. So it's a community space, and basically it's we fundraised ourselves to cover the costs of doing it and sort of break even at the end of the day. So it's just a great opportunity, you know, to have something which is completely independent and run autonomously.
And so Otherworlds also has quite a strong focus on providing a space for marginalized voices. How does that come through in the artists that are featured, and why is that important for Otherworlds?
Yeah, I think it's crucial, and I think it's really central to what zines are all about. You know, I think zine culture is special. In a way, to me, I think it's sort of a little utopia, because a zine essentially, for people who don't know what they are, a zine is basically a self-published pamphlet or small book which has no editorial constraint. So you really can say whatever you want within a zine. So it's the perfect forum for people from the margins, people whose voices don't really get a crack in the mainstream, to basically express themselves and to find their own communities. And so the zine community is very inclusive and just does contain so much diversity, and that's what I love about it. And so Otherworlds is dedicated to that, basically. I think it's the best showcase for sort of underground culture in Sydney.
And roughly how many artists are featured?
Oh, well, this year I think we've got about 90 tables.
Wow.
And a lot of them are shared. So they're like, you know, half tables. So we're going to have literally hundreds of creative people.
That is so many.
Sorry?
That is so, so many.
I know. Yeah.
Is it easy to, are people always willing to get involved? Is it easy to get a lot of people on board?
Oh, definitely. Yeah. The moment we do the call out, all the tables start going and people come from all around the country. So a huge supporter is Sticky Institute in Melbourne, who are really good friends of ours. Sticky is, you know, the most amazing dedicated zine store and workshop space in under Flinders Street in Melbourne. And of course, there's a large group here in Sydney. Some people come down from Brisbane. So I think zine fairs, when they happen, are a really good opportunity for everyone sort of around the country to come together.
And what are you hoping for in the future for Otherworlds?
I hope Otherworlds will roll on because I think it's really important to stay independent in the spirit of and in the ethos of making zines. I think in the contemporary sort of age now, especially when you look at media and mainstream media being so dominated by Rupert Murdoch and News Corp, and the fact that, to be honest, a lot of the media we consume isn't free and the information is very restricted, I think now more than ever, zines are really important. So my organization, Refugee Art Project, does zines by asylum seekers and refugees, and we'll have a table. And, you know, the zines that we've done are really a unique way for people who are in Villawood Detention Centre to sort of get their voices out through these self-published books. And that's been crucial, I think.
And is that that other project that you go, I think we've spoken about it before on the show, is that going to happen again by any chance?
Oh, you mean Refugee Art Project?
Yeah.
We'll be there tomorrow from 12 to 4 with all of our stuff. We have a studio in Ashfield in the Inner West, so we're continuing to make stuff. In fact, we've got a new zine for tomorrow. It's really awesome. It's actually a proper full-length comic of about 30 pages by an Iranian refugee called Sara M. And that's a pseudonym, that's not her real name. But it's an amazing comic all about sort of coming to Australia as a refugee and facing racism and trying to fit in. So we're really excited to be sort of presenting that for the first time.
Yeah, it's one of the many great pieces of work that will be on display or for sale.
Yeah, there's going to be so much good stuff.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show tomorrow. I hope that it goes wonderfully tomorrow.